From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
I was born in the United States, the descendant of 19th century immigrants, so I suppose I've always been American. What could be more American than to be the prosperous offshoot of Eastern European Jews who fled the pogroms and Irish farmers who fled the famines? Still, being born here, I took my Americanness for granted, sought refuge in my ancestry, and embraced the past that I think my predecessors likely were glad to shed. I might have been able to go on picking and choosing what parts of myself and my history to embrace, but marrying an immigrant left me with little choice but to see myself as what I am, an American. My husband is still seen as the other, so I had to confront what my ancestors endured and overcame, and in many ways compromised and sank. By sinking their cultural identity in favor of assimilation, they became accepted as Americans, so accepted that a person like me would be able to take her status as an American for granted. The current immigration debate is not new. We are continuing a dialogue that began with the Declaration of Independence. What does it mean to be American? Who personifies Americanness? What will be the dominant language and culture in the years to come? Does it matter? We will never answer these questions permanently. Each new wave of immigrants will be assimilated, and the next will raise the questions anew. It seems to me that to be American, we must understand what it means to leave the past behind and to become the despised immigrant who nonetheless embraces the country that scorns him. A century and a half ago, my ancestors were not considered to be of the same race as other Europeans. A century and a half ago, my ancestors were stealing American jobs, filling respectable American streets with the sound of strange accents and the scent of strange cooking. They were too loud, too different. They could never fit in. And yet now, the descendants of thousands of immigrants, just like my family, can feel American enough to reject as un-American the immigrants who come later. If that's not progress, I don't know what is. With a perspective, I'm Kristen Hanley Cardozo.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.